I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter says climate change is real and the U.S. needs to address it sooner rather than later. He calls the Green New Deal proposed by progressive Democrats pie in the sky.
It is ludicrous, to be quite honest with you. We cannot afford to destroy our economy over this.
Carter points to eliminating fossil fuels in particular as threatening jobs. He says he supports an all-of-the-above energy strategy. Carter appeared on GPB's Political Rewind on Friday. Two full boxes of guns were stolen from a building at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. According to 11 Alive, Atlanta police say two men walked through an unsecured door at a United cargo area earlier this month and took the boxes that were waiting to be loaded onto a plane. 20 handguns were stolen in all. An employee tried to chase the men down, but they were able to escape with the weapons. As part of the investigation, police forwarded the serial numbers of all the guns to Homeland Security. And authorities say seven police officers in Athens shot and killed a man who charged at them with what they later learned was an airsoft gun. After police were called to a home Friday night, officers demanded 34-year-old Thomas Swinford drop the gun, but instead he ran toward them. Seven officers then fired at Swinford, who died a short time later at the hospital. Authorities say Swinford had an airsoft gun, which often looks authentic, but fires plastic projectiles. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has taken over the shooting probe. Educators say they are encountering more wounded students in their classrooms, but experts say they don't always know how to address their needs. The Savannah Morning News reports that abuse, neglect, violence, poverty, loss, and witnessing the abuse of a parent or sibling can lead to symptoms of trauma in children. The founder of a group who aims to help these students spoke recently at the National Youth at Risk Conference in Savannah. Hope for the Wounded founder Joe Hendershot says educators must work to restore the self-esteem of such students. And the mayor of Warner Robins says council members encouraged Police Chief Brett Evans to step down after 15 years on the job during a closed-door meeting about morale, recruitment, and retention in the local police department. The Telegraph of Macon reports the mayor appointed Assistant Police Chief John Wagner to serve as interim chief in the coming months. Evans is on paid administrative leave until his official retirement date of April 19th. And in sports, the Mercer University women's basketball team has secured a trip to the NCAA tournament after winning their second straight conference title over the weekend. GPB's Grant Blankenship says the milestone came after a close win.
Fans met the Bears at the team bus when they returned to campus. Tournament MVP Kiki Callaway carried the SoCon tournament trophy into the Bears' home arena. She scored a career-high 30 points in Mercer's 66-63 squeaker of a win over Furman University. Senior forward Allie Welch joked about the close game before thanking fans.
It was a lot of excitement, but throughout all the stress, you guys kept the energy that we needed, and we'd just like to say thank you to all of you.
The Bears will wait until 7 p.m. next Monday when the NCAA tournament brackets are revealed to find out who they play next. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.